Gratitude is a Thanksgiving story. It's one of my own from a collection of short stories I've written about holidays in Kentucky. Like most of the other stories, it begins in a car driving along one of Kentucky's wonderful back roads. Gratitude. Chapter 1. Past Paris, Kentucky, on Route 460, Herman couldn't keep quiet any longer. "Mabel, why the heck do we always get stuck spending Thanksgiving with these backcountry retards?" "You're the one that accepted." They turned north on Shotgun Hollow Road, nor the cars here. It was sunny and gusty under a blue sky. Yellow and orange leaves were scattering across the road. Herman reached back and patted Maurice, the poodle, perched with his trimmed head out the back seat window, drinking in the delicious scents of this November's Indian summer.
Herman spoke.
"You can tell a lot about people from the way they fail to control their dogs. You always obey, don't you, boy? Hope their mangy hounds don't break out of the pen again. Herman, Maurice got fleas last year."
"Just hush."
"When they pulled onto the farm, they could hear from the wild baying that the hounds had been penned up before they got there." Sitting in the sun on his porch swing, Zeke watched the car turn in and cross the shallow ford that began the discouraging drive uphill to their house. He yelled, "Josie, here comes that pampered house dog with his two papist house servants from Louisville. Remember those two dogs, house servants, are your in-laws." "That's papist house servants, and they ain't my in-laws no more." "They sure was in-laws before their Jesselyn and Jim passed on.
God rest the sweet souls."
"And you're the one that overspent on a 30-pound turkey 'cause they was a-coming." "Moment of weakness. I got to thinking that they is as near to family as we got left. But that don't mean I have to approve of them and their wine drinking and their pope. Zeke! Be nice, for Jim's sake." "I sees only two in the car.
I guess the Pope couldn't come."
"Zeke!" "Okay. You can tell a lot about people from the way they deprave a perfectly good hunting dog." Herman and Mabel got out and put Maurice on a leash. They had brought wine and a mushroom okra casserole. Herman handed Zeke the bottle. "White wine. Thank you kindly, Herman. But you didn't have to bring nothing. I got the bourbon for later." It was hot in the house from baking the pies and turkey. Josie had to open all the windows. The aroma of the cooking had the penned-up hounds yelping and howling. It was hard to talk. Maurice was leashed to a chair, fidgeting around and keening when he got wound up in the table legs. At 2 o'clock, they all sat down to dinner. Above the baying of the hounds, Zeke yelled out a good loud Baptist blessing. Their Catholic guests grounded their hands, twitching in their laps, suffering under the suppression of the usual sign of the cross. Zeke declared, "Josie, bring in the turkey." She soon returned from the kitchen, straining with a big bird on a platter, and stepped right on Maurice, who yelped, slipped out of his collar, and jumped up on the table. Josie stumbled and sprawled, face down across the sweet potatoes and mushroom okra casserole. The hot bird slid greasily down the table, carrying Maurice along. The window was wide open. When the turkey slid off the end of the table, it broke right through the window screen and dropped out of sight into a tangle of dead morning glory vines. They couldn't see what happened next, but they could hear it. A hellacious dog wrestling match was proceeding under the floorboards. The hounds must have broken out of the pen because they were fighting in the crawl space. Then the whole pack went tearing off, still scrapping into the woods. Maurice was in on it. You could hear his high castrato yelping above the baritone chorus. God had answered somebody's Thanksgiving prayer. Zeke looked out over the surviving dishes of vegetables for a minute. His eyes met Josie's. He said, "Josie, why don't you bring in the other turkey?" "Yes, sirree." She rushed off into the kitchen and was gone a long time. Zeke passed around some biscuits and sorghum, tried to tell a joke, and poured some more sweet tea. After a while, they could hear Josie yelling something far down in the woods. She might have been calling out the Lord's name in vain. Then she was back, banging around in the kitchen a while. She reappeared at last with the second turkey. It was a bit ragged, but looked clean enough, and had a nice glaze even where it had been gouged out considerably. Josie set it proudly in front of Zeke and sat down. "Poor thing, was a one-legged turkey," she allowed. "But there's still plenty of dark meat on this one." Nobody fussed. Zeep carved and served it up. They recommenced their dinner. Herman put on his reading glasses and picked at his turkey, chewing each mouthful with a wide, expectant look. During dessert, Josie looked over at Mabel. Mabel, I saw my hounds and Maurice down in the woods. I heard you go down that way. What was going on? Well, are you sure Maurice is a regular boy dog? What do you mean, regular? It don't matter, Josie winked at Mabel. Our hounds ain't observant Christians anyhow. You know, Zeke said, I do like dogs. I've observed in my advancing years that dog breeds might look different, but underneath, all of them is dogs. Chapter 2. Before dusk settled in on Thanksgivings, the two couples always kept up the ritual of taking some old Weller bourbon and branch, squeezing four cross into Zeke's Ford 150, and riding up to the farm's back ridge, where it looked out over the mountains of the Daniel Boone National Forest. When Jessalyn and Jim used to come along, they rode standing in the back of the truck laughing, holding onto the cab and each other. Now, as always, Zeke would park next to a small fenced clearing with a white picket fence around it. Zeke's grandparents, who settled this place, were buried here. Then later on, his parents, some aunts and uncles, a brother, cousins, and so on in times past. Herman and Mabel had agreed that their daughter, Jessalyn, would have liked the idea that she was laid to rest here, next to her new husband, Jim, in his family plot that looked out on the sky in these ancient mountains. On the marble cross they shared, you could see the date. It had happened exactly 12 years ago. They were on their way here to Thanksgiving dinner with only a few miles to go in the snow. They had only been 23. The four parents got out and stood there arm in arm, all holding on to each other. Another year had passed. They stood in silence over the earth that held their only children. The moon was rising so they could see the mist come out of the folds in the hills. In an hour, it had filled the valleys, making islands of the mountaintops. In every minute drop of the mist was an image of the moon.